This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, as usual. So welcome back. All right. We've got China threatening with rare earth elements. We'll definitely be talking about that one, especially because for New Californians, it means a lot because there's only a couple of those mines on the planet, and we have one. Yeah, there is one. It's closed down because, you know, the radical environmentalists said, oh, it's no good. Just let China take care of it, right? So they're threatening with us because of the tariffs, of course. They're fighting back. They're pushing back. They're saying this is war. Okay, well, we'll see what happens with all these tariffs. I know one thing. We're starting to get our trade imbalance, squared away. Anyway, so that's just a little bit of what we're going to be talking about. Of course, New California stuff coming up. We're going to be talking about that as well and a whole bunch of other things that are going to be happening with that. But, the EU thing just keeps popping up, the European Union. We've been covering that the last several days. And the vote, the Brexit, Nigel Farage. In fact, we're going to do a Nigel Farage thing here in just a few minutes. But, it's just amazing what's going on around the planet. Of course, we're starting to hear about some of our politicians here. Look, 20, how many people running for president on the Democratic side? 24, 25, 26. Will there be 30? Do I hear 30? We're going to do it like an auction. Do I hear 30? Do I hear 35? you just have to kind of wonder what they're up to. And again, what I think they're doing is just doing nothing more than demeaning the presidency. The presidency. Forget about Donald Trump being the president, just the whole office of the presidency. Almost like trying to create a tin pot dictatorship type of office. You know, I mean, we had a tin pot dictator with Obama. We got a tin pot dictator with Trump. I mean, this, you see, they're trying to demean the actual office so that they can, overwhelm us with, say, the legislature. Because, you know, really, if you talk about the voting and you talk about how the vote can really go in this country, if with the voting rigging that has gone on, you can see very easily that they could overwhelm us with a legislature. Some kind of like what happened in California, the monoparty system. Yeah, I mean, look at the California system. See? I told you they lead the way. Everybody wants to follow, right? All the good socialist communists want to follow. Imagine that imbalance, if you will. Because, you know, these are supposed to be three co-equal branches, power branches, right? There's not one's more powerful than the other, and the one has oversight on the other, and the one has executive action, the one has judicial, that sort of thing, right? That's basically what they're supposed to be. But when you get an imbalance, you know, that's when you have a problem. And, of course, that's what they're trying to do, is weaken the presidency. Now, how have they done that? They've done it with the courts now, haven't they? Obama had, over the years, stuffing the courts with very, very liberal judges. Look at California. Hello, leading the way there. California weakening, putting in Democratic judges. And again, I know this goes to Obama and it goes to Clinton before that in California, making sure you had strategic judges placed in the right places. This is what Adolf Hitler did. I mean, it's funny we go back to that socialist, the great socialist Adolf Hitler, isn't it? I mean, there's so many similarities between how he took over Germany and how California, then the United States, get it, are being taken over. Destruction of history, objectification of races, the dividing and conquering of races, you know, that sort of thing. I mean, who'd have thunk it, right? Who'd have thunk it? Well, you know, this is the telltale signs of the totalitarians not really dying off after World War II and the Cold War, right? Oh, no, they just got together. You know, after the Cold War, the wall fell. Hey, look, we got a new beginning. 1992, June. What? Oh, Rio de Janeiro and the signing of Agenda 21. Ah, that one. And then the codification by bringing it to the United States. And who brought that to us? We said this yesterday. Nancy Pelosi brought it to the floor. It's her baby. You see, we're living in her era now that was brought to us back in 1992. The good communist that she is. And I gave you that story about me actually in 1992 sitting there in Leipzig, Germany with Friedrich Mercurius from the Church of St. Nikolai, who started the Monday Masses, which ultimately brought to their knees the Honecker regime and then ultimately the fall of the wall. Yeah, I talked to that guy, and he said, because I asked him the last question I asked him, as I was leaving the office, I said, you know, where did all the communists go? It's 1992, and where did they all go? Where did they go? And he looked at me just straight up cold and says, well, they all became environmentalists. Well, I mean, for me, that's a connect the dot to Nancy Pelosi, the good communist that she is. And we all know she leans communist, right? So with all of her little communist buddies, look what we got. And now here it is, 20-some years later, 27 years later. Look at us. Communism is here in the United States. It's alive and well. And everybody thought it just died with the fall of the wall. We said, no, it didn't. And it didn't. It continued to thrive, and it became the environmental train wreck Because remember, she introduced House Con Resolution 353. We played that yesterday. By the way, try looking it up on YouTube now. I just tried looking that up on YouTube. We have, you know, we have all those speeches and everything in our archives. But try looking it up on YouTube. It's very interesting. You can't find it. There's a certain way you can find it, but I'm not going to tell you. But it's hidden now. And, you know, even a month ago, we could pull that out. In fact, we played it, as you know, several times in the last couple of months, those of you that have been listeners. That whole thing with Nancy Pelosi. And it's gone. I wonder why. I wonder why it's gone now. But we have it. Don't trust us. We got it in our archives. It's there. And of course, they're not happy with that. Isn't that interesting? It sees these tiny little things, these telltale signs when you're in my business, says, I wonder why YouTube doesn't want to have the Nancy Pelosi Agenda 21 thing from October 1992. Check it out, House Con Resolution 353. So I know there's people scurrying around the nation right now. And good luck. Maybe you'll find it and keep it resurrected and archive it for yourself, maybe in a different format. Like we do, we put it in a different format, so we got it. They can't get it. Anyway, just a little. I'm just saying out there. To all you good communists, we're on to it. And we'll take care of business. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821r.coffee. And right now, it's coffee time.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm a prospector. I found a big old river rock. I'm sure it's a gold nugget. Where do I go to cash it in?
Whatever precious metals you're digging up, we'll barrel it over to Yuba City Coin and Bullion by the 10th Street Bridge. Always paying top dollar on placer gold, pickers or bigger, any hoard of gold coins and silver ingots, shiny or not.
Eureka! They're paying more than all the teeth in my mouth!
Your local coin shop buys those too. Gold crowns and bridges. Also, scrap jewelry and sterling silverware. We melt it down, turning it into shiny gold and silver ingots that you can invest in.
Well, I'll be... Strike it rich at the Twin Cities.
Yuba City, Coin and Bullion. 438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. 755 Coin.
Now where'd my donkey wander off to?
We have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're back. We are back. Glory be, we are back. We are back, 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 back. Let's see. Let's just kind of do a little. Oh, China Rare Earth. Here we go. China Rare Earth. Republican gets standing ovation at first town hall after calling for Trump impeachment. Now, this is interesting. I wonder how they packed the house for this one. And who is this guy? Who is this? Amash. Amash gets standing ovation at town hall after calling for Trump's impeachment. All right. It says Representative Austin Amash received a standing ovation Tuesday evening at his first public event since becoming the first Republican to call for President Trump's impeachment at a town hall in Grand Rapids, Michigan. There you go. Amash criticized House Republican leadership, including Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, whom he called the so-called leader. I read the Mueller report. I'm sure he didn't read it, Amash said of McCarthy. He resorted to ad hominem attacks. That's the kind of leadership we now have in Congress. Who is this guy? What is his ties to? He's something else. It says I read okay. Dave Weigel. Amash takes a swing at so-called leader. This is at Dave Weigel, whoever Dave Weigel is. I have no idea who he is. It says, McCarthy has accused Amash of seeking attention with his remarks and told reporters Amash was out of step with this conference and out of step with America. Amash reaffirmed his position that special counsel Robert Mueller's report outlines impeachable conduct for Trump. Right. Okay, if you don't commit a crime, there's no impeachment. See, this guy, this is where apparently this guy doesn't understand his constitutional history, and he certainly wasn't alive during the Nixon thing. You know, when you are somebody who lived through things like the Nixon impeachment and the Clinton impeachment thing, arguably, even with Nixon, he resigned before there was impeachment. People don't recognize that. Impeachment was coming, so he resigned. He never went through an impeachment hearing. There was no hearing. Hello? Huh? Hello? There was no hearing. I mean, maybe he doesn't understand that. But Nixon resigned because there was no hearing, because he did not want to go through that. Now, talking a little bit later on to people that were around Nixon myself, because I used to actually do shows from the Nixon Library in Yorba Linda, California, my local origination TV programming that I used to do back in the 90s. You know, so I had access. I had access to Nixonites down there who actually worked on the impeachment or were involved with it, were engaged with it. Hugh Hewitt would tell you this. Hugh Hewitt was one of the chief of staffs for Nixon after Nixon resigned. John Taylor was another one. I knew both of them. Now, so, I mean, I had access to John Taylor, who could talk all day long. So, you know, that tells you a few things, right? And I can tell you that Nixon, it seems reasonable from what I was told that Nixon just didn't want to put the country through it. And so he chose the other way, you know, and there was no there was a crime that was committed, which was the break-in, and then, of course, attached to that was the cover-up. And again, we all learned from that that the cover-up was worse than anything else. So there was technically a crime affixed to that. But I don't believe there was an admission by Nixon at all that there was ever any criminal intent or there was a crime. Now, that's a different issue. That's very arguable, and maybe Amash can argue that all he wants to. Okay. Now, with Clinton, he lied. He perjured. He committed a crime. And that was very much there. That's why it went forward as, or that's why it did mistakenly go forward as impeachment. But guess what, Mr. Amash? There was no crime there. You know, the thing is, there is no crime. Yeah, I guess if you're going to continue to dig, right, and you want to be on part of that team out there. See, so Amash, I don't think really understands. Just from my understanding, Amash just does not understand how this whole thing plays out. So in other words, he's bitten on the changing of history or the changing of facts, the deception that the Democrats are out there rolling around in. Oh, he's done this, he's done that, and there's no crime. Yeah, the false narrative, the false criminal accusations. It says, I am confident that if you read Volume 2, you'll be appalled at much of the conduct. And I was appalled by it. And that's why I stated that I state what I stated. That's why I came to that conclusion, he said. We can't let conduct like that go unchecked. Conduct like, where's the crime? If there's a crime, say it like it is. We cannot let criminal behavior go like that. He committed crimes. But he's not saying that because there was no crime there. So Amash, you're a shill for the other side. Or you've got some other agenda we haven't discovered yet. Well, you know, listen, I have all full faith that the citizen journalists out there will find what you're up to. Absolutely. It says Sam Easter. Amash wanted to read Mueller's report carefully. Come to fact-based conclusion, he says, not one based on political affiliation interrupted by applause. Again. And then he writes this again. Here's a big fat quote that sums up where Amash is coming from. Big applause at the end. It says, Mueller's report lays all of this out. I'm confident that if you read Ball Case, this is what he's saying. Amash, who has drawn a Trump supporting primary challenger, said, "Oh, here we get into the story." Was not concerned his remarks about Trump could cost him the seat. Two GOP Trump critics, former Senators Jeff Flake and Bob Corker, retired in 2018, and another Representative Mark Sanford, was defeated in 2018. While Amash declined to rule out a Libertarian Party presidential bid, he denied that he had in mind. Really? So this is the problem. Amash is being challenged in his own party, in his own area, his own district, by a Trump-leaning candidate. I hate it when this happened. So all the Democrats lined up for Amash last night and gave him a round of applause. Amash also faced criticism from the event's audience, with one attendee in a Make America Great Again hat telling Amash, I can't tell you how disappointed I am, but the majority of the questioners expressed support for Amash. Let's see this guy rip into him. See how this all plays.
I'm just trying to get my view a point across because nobody else has the question. Anyway, my question is, how can we become a Democrat when we voted for you as a Republican? Because you just drank the same Kool-Aid as all the Democrats.
Okay, so let's keep the mic there because I might have some follow-up I was going to ask. But first,
I have one of the most constitutionally conservative, fiscally conservative program right here.
Okay. There you go. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. No more airtime for him on my show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. You know, the thing, what's happening here, just to let you know, Trump is culling the herd. All those Republicans that hate him are out, and they will continue to be out, Mr. Amash. Just to let you know, that's what's going to happen. That's what happened this last time, big time. People didn't see it coming. Flake, as you read the names, Flake and Corker. Flake and Corker. Anyway, that's the way Trump works. I mean, I can't believe some people can't figure that one out. 500 reported tornadoes devastated from Dayton damage. Weatherman snaps at viewers as warning interrupts Bachelorette. Yeah, it's interesting. We need to really kind of focus in on this weather and where it comes from. That's going to be kind of the big next big story. Besides the fact that the Navy pilots are reporting that UFOs are out there, right? I mean, now all of a sudden we're finding out UFOs are real, I guess. That's what we're hearing. I'm just kind of a UFO kind of guy. I believe in that kind of stuff, of course. Who says we're alone? Fascinating, huh? Fascinating that all of a sudden we're coming up with that kind of stuff. I mean, you do have to wonder, after World War II, where all this great leap in technology all of a sudden came from, right? I mean, that's just me. Now, I'm not being the John B. Wells here at all. Our good friend John B. Wells, he does a great job on this kind of stuff. But I've never really addressed this. Are there UFOs in Agenda 21 world? It might seem like it, huh? Well, you know, those things flying up there, you can't recognize them. Zzz, zzz, all over the place. Although I do know that having had friends that lived around Area 50. See, now you get this out of me. Come on, really. You get out around Area 51, and all of a sudden things get a little weird. We understand that. But, you know, weirdness is, I guess, in the perspective. But, you know, it's interesting. It really is interesting about the UFO world. And it is a real world out there for a lot of people. And I think that it's really, I think there's something to it. That's all I'm saying, right? That's just all I'm saying. Though you'd like to know also on this Democratic side here, it says 2020 Dems look to retool campaign as Biden's lead widens. I'm going to cover this. This will be this segment here. 2020 Dems look to retool campaigns as Biden lead widens. Creepy Joe returns. Oh no. See, I was warning you that this is the line from Drudge. Because I got the thing says, okay, I'm doing it. I'm covering it. Creepy Joe returns. I get it why I'm doing this now, okay? Because, again, if there's creepiness about Joe, it's not going to be turned off because someone, oh, God. Now, this guy's again. These guys always do this, by the way. And I was really kind of unaware of some of his creepiness until I saw the montages, you know, over the last several months about the way he's touching people and kissing people. And it's so overtly public out there. You know, there's something wrong with a guy who does stuff like that, in my opinion. During an event with government school unionists in Houston today, Joe Biden complimented a young girl's appearance, saying, "I bet you're as bright as you are good-looking," as he leaned towards her face. Oh, boy. The creepiness factor. Yeah. Oh, no. Don't put him on. He's got his hands on her shoulders. Oh, no. The girl told him she wanted to be a journalist, which caused him to stand upright and respond, "I better be more circumspect in my answer." Yeah. Now his campaign efforts to keep him away from voters and the media is beginning to make sense. This says the Washington Post reported over the weekend, and here's former Vice President Joe Biden's agenda for the holiday weekend. According to his campaign, Joe Biden has no public events. Okay, I kind of paraphrased some of that, but I wanted to get that out there. And that's the story going around about Joe, who is leading the pack, right? The story is that, it's not so much so good for him. They just keep him. The question is, you're still seeing slurring going on with him. And I don't know if they're hiding that from us or what. I was told they're hiding that from us. Okay, whatever that is, but there's slurring going on in his speech, and that's one of the reasons why they're keeping him out of public eyes, so to speak. But then there's this creep thing going on. I mean, that's enough to keep you out of the campaign to keep him out. So this is they gotta handle the guy, right? They gotta handle the guy. The coffee is just so good, so good. So that's Creepy Joe, as they would call him. You know, all I can say is good luck on Creepy Joe. That's the only thing. Oh, then there's bait to apologize for being, quote, a giant a-hole. Okay. All right. It says there's another one down here. It says Daily Caller News found Henry Rogers reporting Capitol Hill Reporter. And it says here 2020 candidate Beto O'Rourke. It's Robert O'Rourke. These guys who pretend to be Mexicans when they're not, pandering like that when they're not, bother me. Apologized to his campaign staff for being a giant a-hole at times during his failed Senate bid. Video released Tuesday shows. In Running with Beto, a documentary premiering Tuesday on HBO, O'Rourke gathered with a group of campaign staffers to thank them before giving his concession speech after losing to Texas Senator Ted Cruz. "I just feel very, very lucky, and I love you guys more than you'll ever know," O'Rourke said in a video obtained by the Daily Beast. "I know I was a giant a-hole," and then, of course, the words written out, "to be around sometimes, and you all never allowed my shortcomings to get in the way of running the best campaign the state has ever seen." Cynthia Cano, his road manager, can be seen giving a slight nod after he calls himself an a-hole. O'Rourke criticizes Cano. Wow. Cano multiple times not leaving enough time in his schedule for media interviews, having him be late to campaign events and not adequately prepping him for those events, according to the Beast. So he's got somebody to blame. He blames her. That's him. That's Beto. There he goes. The wannabe Mexican. O'Rourke.
Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
We're back. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Hello, and it's coffee time again. Pot de just got done. So you know what I'm going to do right now. There you go. Trump faces new attacks over draft. That was the other one. I was going to tail off on that one, but I got too carried away with the Beto a-hole thing. Fox boondoggle could end up... what's this? Look, the draft. This is so old. This is not a controversy. Let's talk about the draft with Joe Biden. There you go. Oh, of course, it comes from the San Francisco Gate. President Trump, who has touted himself as an unmatched ally of military veterans, is facing pointed new attacks from Democrats, presidential candidates who question his medical deferment from the service in Vietnam, and in turn his patriotism and integrity. Oh, who was that guy? Lowenthal. Yeah, that guy. He went to Vietnam. Oh, yeah. He's a Vietnam vet. You guys know that, right? Lowenthal. The congressman lied about this. Remember, he has no credibility, Lowenthal. But he's there. Yeah. I mean, you go in the military and say, oh, yeah, I was in Vietnam, and they find out, oh, he wasn't. You know, it's kind of like being swift boated, that whole swift boat thing. Okay. Anyway, that's an old thing. That's old. By the way, a lot of people don't know. And I kind of give myself a little bit of a noogie, if you will, every time when Donald Trump walks by a military man and he salutes. Because he was raised up in a military school. You probably don't know that. I think he spent 5 years in a military prep school. I mean, military, where he was driven into a military lifestyle. It was drilled into him. He got it. He gets it. That's why he stands and salutes the way he does. Just a little bit of a thing for you. But I wanted to talk about the big story that's up here that is all over the place. It was out there yesterday, and I didn't bring it up. And it's been a kind of a concern. I don't know why it could be a concern. If you want to have a rare earth element threat, this is it. Now, for those of you that do not know what rare earth elements are. Okay. Come to the science guy, that Bill Nye guy. What a moron he is. I met him years ago because I used to teach real science. I met him years ago at a science conference. It was in Anaheim by Disneyland. And we all sat in the room looking around like, this guy's the science guy? I mean, because we're real science people and real science teachers with real credentials and things like that. I've been teaching for a long time. And, you know, we were there for the big story. And he pops out as one of the so-called big stories. And we're all like looking around like, this guy's no science guy. This was years ago. This was in the 70s. 70s, 80s, early 80s. That long ago, Bill Nye, the non-science guy, at least that's what I think. So he's, anyway, I'm not him. So we're going to give you the Wikipedia thing about rare earth elements, okay? So you understand which one the periodic table, here comes the chemistry thing, periodic table of the elements, okay? So you kind of understand this. Rare earth elements. I don't have the periodic table here, up here, but geology.com is where this is coming from. Rare earth elements production. This is a chart about rare earth elements and what they are, okay? Rare earth elements are a group of 17 chemical elements that occur together in the periodic table of the element. The group consists of yttrium and the 15 lanthanide elements. I'm going to get into this sort of thing. I'm going to try and get into tritium, hominium, thulium, yttrium, tellurium, scandium. Okay, is found in the most. Okay, this is what rare earth elements do, though, and this is the kind of thing that you probably want to understand. Is the International Union of Pure and Applied Chemistry includes scandium in their rare earth elements? Blah 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 blah. Terbidium, that's one of. Oh, anyway, the rare earth elements are all metals, and the group is often referred to as rare earth metals. These metals have many similar properties, and that often causes them to be found together in geologic deposits. Okay, this is not unusual. Then keep this in mind, these rare earth elements, okay, and there's at least 17 of them, are usually found in the same areas, geologically speaking. So if you find a rare earth element mine, okay, you got something rare. Or a place where you can create a mine, you got something rare. And right now there's some very rare places. One of them is China, and the other one is San Bernardino County, California. Don't you hate it when a plan comes together? It's closed. And why was it closed? It was closed in the 90s. Those 90s keep popping up, of course. Anything to do with the 90s and Agenda 21? Oh, no. Yes. It's all about control of those resources. See, we're really getting into some of the real nuggets of Agenda 21 when you start talking about things like rare earth elements, because they're very, very valuable elements. They're very, very needed and necessary. Where did this... come on! Anyway, we're going to come back to the... I think in the second hour, we're going to blow this up a little bit more so you understand. We may even get Chris Street on the show, because he's a specialist in rare earth elements. One of many of these kind of things. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, and MyPillow. Agenda is the code word. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping.
Giza dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We got a lot of things coming up. We're going to bring this whole rare earth element up again just because we can, right? And just because we should. It's a big deal. We're getting 80% of our rare earth elements from China. Really? When we have our own mine in the United States. Now, why would they close down a perfectly good rare earth element mine? Now, listen, I know it's radioactive. That's part of the problem. Yeah, this mining process is a radioactive one, but it can be done. I mean, we mine uranium, but, you know, there's other things that go on. And it's a whole different, you know, design feature that has to be incorporated in mining rare earth elements. But we have an abundance of rare earth elements in our own country. We're just not utilizing them. Isn't that interesting? And it's all out there in that Mojave Desert area that the Chinese love to buy and put up all their big solar panels. See, there's more to this rare earth thing than you realize. And it's about sovereignty in this nation, about our sovereignty in New California and California and the United States. See, when you come to Agenda 21 Radio, we give you a little bit more perspective than the average radio show or people will give you. Because it's very much about sovereignty, these rare earth elements. And China should not be lording anything over on us like this. Now, this is where it's going to be. So they're struggling, China, we know that. Donald Trump knows that. That's why Donald Trump is doing what he's doing. Right? He's doing what he's doing. But that's just it. Anyway, we got a lot of things coming up here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. I have not checked my email this morning, but I will be doing that in the next few minutes. So if you have anything you want to email me, go ahead and do that. 215-867-8255. We're going to open up the phone lines in the next hour so you can call in if you so choose. Now, like I said, we have a lot of things coming up. So, you know, it's kind of interesting to see how this election is starting to shape up. You know, and again, what's going to happen to those Republicans who have been on the fence, or not even on the fence, but anti-Trump? And there's more of them out there. I mean, there's more of them that haven't been, you know, sussed out. You got some senators, and certainly you got, you know, Amash out there. They'll self-select. That's basically what they'll do. They'll self-select. Anyways, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Send it out, an SOS, to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.